This is the All Sports Breakfast on News Talk ZB. Well, just 4 weeks to go until AMI Round the Bay, Sunday, February 26th. And the official charity of the 2012 event is the Maligan Institute. Based at Wellington's Victoria University, they're New Zealand's leading independent medical research facility. And the scientists at the Maligan Institute dedicated to finding a cure for cancer, asthma, allergies, arthritis, MS and other infectious diseases. And as part of Round the Bays, they're raising money through an initiative called Run for Research. So it's a pleasure to welcome in one of the region's top runners who's involved in Run for Research, Melissa Moon. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks, really good. And from the Maligan Institute on the phone is Matt Maligan. How you doing, Matt?
Great, Jason. Thanks very much for having us.
Great to have you on the show, mate. Melissa, let's start with you. What is it you like about this iconic event, AMI Round the Bays?
Oh, look, it is. It's just that. It's an iconic event, but it's also a very unique event in Wellington. I mean, health and fitness. But it's the only time you'll ever see like over 11,000 people together for the same common goal to get from, what is it, Frank Kitts Park to Kilburnie Park. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere and something that all Wellingtonians should get out and do, just because it's a once-in-a-lifetime sort of event, really.
There's a real fellowship, isn't there? I mean, I know there's a fellowship in the running community anyway, but yeah. Once you get, you know, you sort of extrapolate that out to 11,000 people, you already get that, don't you?
Oh, you do. And you know, you've got 11,000 people, like I said, all sharing the same common goal. But also, it's 11,000 people worth of support, you know, of all different shapes and sizes. You get kids, you get grandparents, you get mums and dads, you get a few of the elite runners out there. It's a whole range, and it's just wonderful to see.
Matt, let's bring you in. As I mentioned, the Maligan Institute is the official charity of the 2012 event. Now, you're, of course, Matt Maligan, so you represent the third generation, I think, of family involvement in the Maligan Institute. Can you tell us a bit more about the Institute itself?
The Maligan was renamed in 1984. It was originally the Wellington Medical Research Foundation, and its primary jobs right now are studies into, as you say, MS, and cancer, immunoglycomics, allergies and arthritis. And we've sort of grown since the mid-1980s from 5 staff to 90 staff from New Zealand and overseas. And it really does attract the very best and brightest. And it does retain the best and brightest in Wellington and in New Zealand.
Now, you've had, as I say, a long involvement as a family. Your grandfather, Len, I think, was involved. But he pioneered a rather different kind of product, didn't he? Was he the pioneer of Tip Top here in Wellington?
Yeah, that's right. He opened... he was a butter and cheesemaker from the South Island. And he moved up to Wellington. So... yeah, he was a technology and innovation chap. He opened the first milk bar on Manners Mall in the mid-1930s, and that developed into Tip Top ice cream, which today, I think pretty much everybody in New Zealand is aware of the brand and loves the product. Unfortunately, he developed Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was a terminal cancer, and at the time, and in the process of going through what could be done for him, he was introduced to the scientists at the Wellington Medical Research Foundation. And he was very, very impressed with their work, so much so that before he passed away, he established a fund and a set of shares and equity and capital for them, which allowed them to continue their research for another 20-odd years, and in fact continues today. So he was a real leader, a real philanthropist, and you know, someone we're very, very proud of. And from that time, as I say, the Institute has grown and developed, and it really is a world-class leading facility based in Wellington and New Zealand.
Run for Research is the initiative during AMI Round the Bays to raise money for the Maligan Institute. You're involved in this, Melissa.
Yeah.
How did you become aware of the Maligan Institute, and why did you decide to get involved?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really interesting, because I actually wasn't really aware of it until I was approached, and obviously it was my connection with my running background and the run, you know, Run for Research and Round the Bays. But yes, this institute's been in New Zealand, in Wellington for 30 years, and I wasn't aware of it. Of course, now I am. And improving the lives of so many New Zealanders through biomedical research, and in the most important conditions that, you know, we face in our health and society, like Matt was saying, from the cancers to the arthritic conditions, to the allergies. And from a personal point of view, I mean, I think we all know somebody who's directly or indirectly affected by one of these conditions. And me personally, I've got a terrible allergy problem, pollens and food related. And so, you know, if the Institute is, you know, sort of up with the play and trying to find solutions for that, then you know, that's fantastic. So there is a real personal personal link there as well.
Now, we're going to give you the website address shortly to get involved, and the way to help raise money is to sponsor Melissa, or indeed to sponsor Matt. Now, you're running as well, Matt. How's the training going?
Training's going well, Jason. It's my first half marathon, so My wife's also doing it. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it's a great cause. It's a great institute, and it's Wellington-based, which I know will resonate with a lot of people, as will the research you do into a number of life-threatening diseases and other annoyances, like, as you say, the allergies, Melissa, that you've just brought up. So that website address, www.runforresearch.org.nz. Click on Sponsor a Friend, and you can either sponsor Melissa Moon or Matthew Mulligan, and it will certainly help towards the wonderful work they do in the Wellington region. Great to talk to you, Matt. Thanks for joining us, and all the best. Look forward to catching up on the 26th.
Thanks, Jason. Very much appreciate it. Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you, Melissa. And just before you go, you're off to New York, of course, for a very, very, rethink around the bays is a bit tough, but you're running up the Empire State Building.
I am. So, yes, on Wednesday, the 8th of February, I'll be climbing 86 floors, 1,576 stairs, and yes, it's going to be a challenge, but, a good challenge.
Good luck, and thanks for your time today as well.
Pleasure. Thank you.